Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power, but we're going to be adding something to that, and that is money power. Money, the green stuff that all of us want to have an abundance of. Sometimes life, though, can give you a few smacks that can surprise you, and sometimes, well, life just happens. What if you are in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s? It doesn't really make any difference what your age is. And you're saying to yourself, how do I get out of feeling frightened about the future, especially in dealing with money? The principles and applications for being secure in retirement have been blown to the moon in so many instances. I know of people that had planned and done everything by the book, and right now they are having a very difficult time financially. So I want to welcome my guest today, Chris Miller. A woman who is accomplished in so many different modalities, but really who has a passion about enabling, empowering you, the individual, to having a secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, financial future. Her book is called Ready for Pre-Retirement. Chris Miller, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Chris, I met you in New York at the National Publicity Summit. Your book at the time had not come out, and you graciously sent me a note saying, Donna, well, here it is, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, I did. Not only did I enjoy it, but my highlighter was going a mile a minute in your book because I thought so much of the information that you give about working with money, especially in today's world that is so chaotic. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had both with men and women that are scared to death. Now, you're a certified senior advisor, you're an estate planning coach, and you're the owner of Trusts Unlimited. You're also a lady who has won quite a few awards for music, and it's amazing what you've been able to do, and you're a speaker, a presenter. But with the scenario regarding money, you had a very personal story that I'd like for you to share about your mom and what happened with your family, because this is so important. We've got so many people that are going through this right now. Would you share that story?
Absolutely. It's really, she instilled the passion in me when she came up to me one day and her eyes were filled with tears, and I go, what, Mom? And she hands me this piece of paper, and she said, just, I want you to help your clients with this so they won't have to go through this. And I looked down, and it was the bill from Stanford Hospital for her 5 days of chemo, which was, amazingly, $90,000 for 5 days of chemo, which she had 5 days a month for a year. So I was shocked. Now, my parents had to co-pay that because, of course, you know, Medicare, HMOs, but the co-pay is 20% of that. That's mm-hmm. not doctors, that's not drugs, that's not therapy, that's just one round of chemo. So obviously it was devastating and really instilled a passion in me to be able to share this information with people. So that's really what I did, was I decided, you know what, I'm giving this away. I put my whole business in my book. People are saying, oh, you shouldn't say it. I'm not trying to hide anything. I want people to be prepared because they're not. And it's scary what happens if you don't have all of these things in place.
I know you said in your book that your dad, who was at the time that you published this, 92 years of age, was still paying on the bills. Now, you stop and think about that. That is horrific. Then one of the points that you bring out, and for the chemotherapy alone, it was $1,080,000. million, $80,000. Most people can't wrap their heads around that number.
I know.
They just can't. And in a lifetime, the likelihood of their being able to pay it off is just incredible. I have a friend who went through some heart surgery, and he is in his 50s. He wasn't able to have any Medicare coverage at all. And he had gone, he had been so healthy for so much of his life that he had never even carried health insurance. And I remember him telling me that when he was at the hospital, he refused to sign certain documents because he said, I can't guarantee payment. Now, he is not yet 60, but he sends a certain amount of money to the hospital, and he said, you're never going to get paid on this. Now, this is a responsible person that is trying to pay, but his bills are probably close to a million or more, and he's scheduled for other heart surgery, and he's not even in his 60s. He can't get Medicare. Now, fortunately, he's got some insurance at this time. But regardless, this is not a joke. Also, you talked about so many things in your book, then I know we're not going to be able to cover all of it, but you really want people to know that they can plan and they can arrange their financial planning, no high-risk stuff, no matter what their age. They can make a plan that is going to, one, protect assets, two, it's going to enable them when they reach their late 60s, early 70s, 80s, whenever they find themselves stopping work, where they actually are going to have some kind of an income. But also, becoming aware of how to ask the right questions, which I think is so important. Now, give us the stats on the amount of people, and I know you've got them in here, the amount of people that are going to be on Social Security, and what we're looking at as a nation, because these people are retiring and people are living longer than ever before. What are we looking at here? What are the percentages?
Oh, you know, there's so much information. We're going to have to do a series here because, you know, basically when you're over 65, 7 out of 10 of us are going to have a convalescent stay in a nursing home. And they have a rule in the hospital called the DRG rule, which is get you out of there as soon as possible. So they want you there less than 3 days. So if you're there less than 3 days, then they'll make more money. But that's why they try to push you out. So it's not an age thing anymore. Nursing homes aren't for people that are 80 years old. If I break my leg skiing, I'm going to a nursing home to recover. Hospitals aren't recovery centers anymore. And the things that the things that we're talking about that nobody knows about, and these secrets, that's why I call the 3 secrets for safe money and fabulous future in my book, these have been around since the Middle Ages. There are places that people can put their money, actually roll it over, get a 10 or 12% bonus, and make 6.5 interest income compounded on their money for income. Now, do you think your broker is going to tell you about that? No, because it's a one-time sell. He only makes money one time. He wants you to risk your money and put it in the stock market. That's the model that everybody has been sold. That's the only way that people think that they can make money is to risk money, and that's not true. There are places that people can make good tax-deferred and even tax-free money. So I'm, you know, very excited about trying to share this with people because nobody really knows about it. And the stats are crazy.
True.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me. Now, I'd like you to explain something to my audience. In your book, and again, I know we're just going to be able to touch on certain points, you talk about a required minimum distribution, an RMD. Would you explain that, please? I bet you my audience in general has never heard of those terms.
Well, if you have an IRA or a qualified plan or a 401k with your company, and at some point at 70 and a half, you will be forced to take what they call a minimum distribution, RMD, required minimum distribution, which means basically the government wants their money. So they're going to charge you their tax proportionate to your age when you take this money out. So they force you to take the money out of your IRA or 401k. Now, there are ways. There are some people that don't want to take their money out. They have enough income, and maybe they're saving the money for a rainy day or for their family, and they don't want to take that money out. There are actually ways that people can do what's called a stretch IRA. You could actually make your children or your grandchildren would inherit that IRA. You wouldn't have to take the distribution out. The children would actually be able to take it out for their age at their tax bracket. So that's a really nice way to grow money and actually lower the taxes, because you wouldn't have to take it out during your lifetime.
There are a number of very significant pieces of paperwork that everyone needs to be alert to. When I was going through your material, and I was reviewing some of it this morning before we went on air, I just thought all of these documents, and what really, really came home to me, actually, was one of the points that you mentioned, and it's about the durable power of attorney, et cetera. I was with a friend, and she's in her 80s. She had had a companion of 36 years, and she said when that person was in the hospital, they were having just such a terrible time. They treated her like dirt, even though they had been together for these many years. They had never gotten married, but he had given her permission to oversee everything. Well, this is in the state of California. She asked me a question. She said, do you have a durable power of attorney relative to your husband, Freeman? I said, no, we don't have that. She said, you get it. She said, in today's world, you will literally be crucified if you do not have certain papers in place. And we had a very long and involved discussion, and here I have your book, and I'm going through it, and I'm seeing all of these details, and I just want my listening audience to know the legal documentation that is needed in today's world, and I'm not saying this to create fear, it's to create an understanding. They're so important, not just the living will. And that's something I want you to talk about, is what's the difference between a will, a trust, and the couple of items, you know, the durable power of attorney that I mentioned, this type of stuff. This is so serious anymore that a state literally can take over things, and if you don't assign things properly, your estate can either go entirely to the state, or you can not get Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So let's touch on some of this.
I know, Donna. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you asked me that question, because it's so important, and that is why, you know, I'm trying to give this information away to people. In fact, we've actually created a place where people can learn about all these documents and create their own. So we're going to have an online place where people can create their own trust, wills, and powers of attorney. What is a living trust? A living trust is a legal document created to own, manage, and administer your assets in accordance with your desire. In other words, if you have a will, and let's say you own a home, and every state has a little different, but basically, like for example, in California, if you have $20,000 in real estate or $100,000 in assets, you're going to probate. What's probate? Probate's courts. What do courts take? Attorneys. What do attorneys take? Right? Money.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere from 5% to 25%. So instead of you just leaving, let's say you go to heaven, you leave everything to your family. You don't. It goes through probate, and then they take some money out before your family gets it. Now, the living trust, that's another one of the secrets that I talk about in my book, have been around since the Middle Ages. And really, only the rich people have known about them, because it's a wonderful way that you can pass on everything you have to your family without any middlemen. No courts, no probates. You don't need an attorney. You don't need me. You don't need anybody to help you do it. It actually goes from you to your family. And a good living trust, very important to have, would have included a power of attorney for financial and a power of attorney for health care. Both of those documents, I really don't care what age you are, like you were talking about, it's really important, even if you don't have a lot of assets, that you have a power of attorney for health care, so that your own medical wishes can be taken care of, because if you don't have that designated, somebody else is going to do it for you, and they may be just looking at your insurance policy and not really do what you want to have happen. So at every age, those documents are important. Power of attorney for health care and a power of attorney for financial. That allows somebody you trust to take care of any financial matters for you in case you become incapacitated or you don't know what's going on. They could pay your bills and help you with your financial. And then the living trust. And the living trust, like I said, is an actual document that's created that keeps you totally out of the court system so that you actually pass on everything you have right directly to your family or charity without a middleman.
And again, there's so much information in your book, Ready for Pretirement. Let's go into what you described your section, the second secret. Long-term care. As a counselor, I interact with so many people that are in this generational positioning that their parents are living so much longer than ever imagined, primarily due to health care and new technology. And then they look at, you hear all of this information about long-term health insurance. And I have a very dear friend whose mother lived to be 96 years old. Now, she had invested in a long-term health care policy. When the daughter went through this, because for as long as they could, they kept her in her own home and they had nursing care, which was fine. They were in a financial position to handle that. But there came a point where they knew they were going to have to put her in a facility. Well, they checked the long-term care policy. When they read through it, after they got through all of the fine print, which was pages long, they come to a sentence that says, this policy, for all of the money that the mother had paid into it, is only going to be usable for 3 years. That's all.
Right.
And she was shocked.
Right.
She said, here, my mother had paid into this policy, and they haven't been around all that long. But yet, she was very grateful for it because they ended up putting her in a facility, and she only lasted about a year after she was put in. But I know of someone else, family, and gee whiz, they didn't have a long-term health policy. They put their mother into a state facility because she had dementia. At 92, she lived until 106. So you look at these variables, and I hear these stories, and both of those are sort of on the extreme end, I guess you might say. But there has to be a better way where people can say, what can I do? Because maybe I'm in my 30s, and I say, all right, I'm in my 30s. I really want to look at this because if I live a long time, which I could live longer than my parents who are maybe in their 50s or 60s at this time, and by golly, what do we do? I mean, this is really a quandary that a lot of people are just throwing their hands up. There's no place to go.
Yeah, that's another great question. And when you know when you're in the younger age, you don't need to buy a long-term care in your 30s. You got to start saving your money for this. And what happens, for example, like with my family. You know, my dad's generation, my dad's 93 right now, they were just under the impression Medicare is going to cover it. Mm-hmm. Medicare might not even be there. So don't count on any of the government taking care of you. You need to be your own Social Security, and you need to start putting your plan in place. So people that are 30 really have an advantage because they can start saving now. And then when they get in their mid-40s, or 50s, then you want to look at a long-term care policy. Now, that it's not that expensive. But what happened with my family was my dad was just, when my mom had cancer for 10 years, and
wow.
There was a little point there, and she had all kinds of different kinds of chemos, too. But there was a point there where my dad, when she had a couple years where it was, quote, cancer-free, I approached him, and, you know, I never tried to sell him anything, but I said, don't you think it might be a good idea to have some long-term care? And my mom was, oh, yes, that'd be great. And my dad's like, no, I'm never going to a nursing home. So he blocked it. And what happened was a few years later, my mom had a bunch of surgeries and needed full-time care. And, Don, I'm going to shock you, but guess how much her care was?
Tell me. I'm prepared. I'm sitting down.
Okay. It's $15,000 a month.
Oy, gazelle.
I'm telling you. Oh, gazelle, that's what my parents said. Oh, my, you know, they definitely said that. And, my goodness, really... I'm really, my mom gave me this passion because I'm empowered. Otherwise, I'd be crying because, you know, that she had this for my dad did well. But, well, honestly, he said to me one day, you know, you're going to inherit $1 million. And I said, Dad, I don't want your money. You know, take care of yourself. And then about a year later, he goes, you might get something. And, you know,
yeah, you can laugh, you know, but it's not funny.
It's not funny, and thank God he had it for him
yes.
and my mom, because right now, after my mom left, he was working till he was 91. He would have kept working, but he had a bad knee. He fell. He broke his femur bone, and now he has to have full-time care, which costs $70,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a negotiated price of me getting someone about $10 an hour to come in full-time. So it's devastating. And like you said, it's not to put people in fear, but sort of like, wake up. You, nobody's going to think about this for you. You need to be prepared. If you're in the sandwich generation, like you were talking about, and you got your parents are getting older, the kids are responsible. You know that it's actually a felony in some states that if a parent uses the state and they rack up a bill in the nursing home, when the parents pass away, the state is going to come after the kid's inheritance and take the money back that they paid into that system.
And that, to me, yes, and I apologize for interrupting
that's
you, but
right.
that, it to me, was one of the biggest, oh, my goodness, moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make a statement, the government feels, and what's the government? It's a bunch of people that are sitting in offices working on how do we keep ourselves in our jobs running, though we're not doing anything. There's no real productivity here. We're not contributing anything truly in the real sense of creating a business or anything like this, but we want your money. That's the way every government has always operated since Mesopotamia and even before.
Right.
So they want you to be able to repay, quote unquote, the loan. And
right.
I thought to myself, this is one of the best things anybody can ever say to anyone. And I know I'm in the state of Washington. And in the state of Washington, it was a couple of years ago that rulings were changed regarding being able to, let's say, someone had an estate. And I'll use a friend of mine as an example. Her mother was developing dementia. Now, her father had passed. The family was fairly well-to-do, but they had been advised, and the daughter had been given power of attorney. And she was advised, your mother's mind is deteriorating. You've got to make sure you put things in order right now because you've got to allow so much time, even though we could protect things in an estate trust of type, we've got to do it far enough in advance so that you can take care of her, but the state isn't going to come after you.
Right.
And it was, she got lucky. And I say lucky because they were in a position where they were able to remove the mother from the home, which wasn't safe for her, and she was in her 80s at this time. She still had a little bit of cognizance, but they had gotten the power of attorney. They made sure she was in an apartment. They paid for her care full time. Nothing was taken. She was on Social Security, but that wasn't going to be a problem. And she was signed up for Medicare, and there wasn't any problem with that. But they had to make sure that her home and everything else was put into this estate umbrella so that the state of Washington could not go in and take it back. And they were able to keep her in private care, and I'm assuming that she's still there. She's probably in her 90s today. Because her health was excellent, her mind was going, but her health was great. And, you know, you hear these stories, but they had to take the action well in advance. Otherwise, anything that was done under even Medicare or Medicaid was going to be billed back or taken from the estate. So they were able to escape those assets being taken over by the state of Washington.
Right. And that's why you got to plan ahead, and that is one way to do it, especially if people have a little larger estates. But sometimes people end up with just have a car and a house and not very much money. In fact, I think it's something like 28% of all Americans only have $1,000 in their retirement fund.
Mm-hmm.
So those kinds of situations, there's actually ways that those people can protect their assets. And that's why it's really important to do the planning ahead of time. But let's just say they had $50,000 and they didn't want to spend it down, because the state will require you to spend your assets down to poverty level. Like in California, it's something like a single person's allowed $2,500. So if you had $50,000, they would make you spend it down first before they help you. Well, there are some special kind of annuities that are Medicaid-friendly, and they actually let you protect that money, and you put it into the annuity, and you start getting a monthly payment, which is an irrevocable contract, which is basically the state can't touch it. And it, mm-hmm. and it is a loophole in the law they've been trying to change for 15 years, haven't been successful, but it's actually a way to keep your money while you're alive, so that you can have it if you get out of the nursing home. Because a lot of times, people may go in and out. It's not like you just go to the nursing home. It's different for everybody. You might have a little spell there for a few months and then come home and everything's fine. And so it could bounce back and forth. So there are strategies and ways for every different circumstances that you can either stop the spend down process or at least slow it down. And there's different strategies that people can use. So the strategy you were talking about is making an irrevocable trust, essentially. You're putting the assets outside of your estate. Some people don't like to do that because they're not in control anymore. It's not, they can't go, you know, it's out of their estate now. So
mm-hmm.
every circumstance is different, and that's why, you know, I've counseled, you know, more than 5,000 families in 22 years, and the case is so different because there's so many different needs and health and wealth and what they're trying to accomplish. But there are creative ways that you can protect your assets depending on your estate.
Well, I think what's important here is to understand that the myth that there is some mystical something out here with the government that's just going to take care of you, like you said your dad was. That's what he had been indoctrinated with.
Right.
Well, this indoctrination is a lie. The Social Security system is, for all intents and purposes, bankrupt.
Right, exactly.
So you have a situation that is encompassing not just the young people, which are coming up, and if they feel resentful about this, I can't blame them, because the government is taking over 15% of their income right off the top. They're saying, you pay me first, and whatever you get, that's yours. So this is this is nothing new. This is typical with governments, and it can even get worse because they don't have good financial people at the top. They really don't. They don't understand, for all of the talk that they give out,
right,
what they're dealing with money. The average housewife, and this is my personal bias, has more common sense than they do.
Absolutely.
But I look at this and I say, this is something we need to be aware of, not to be frightened. We need to understand that this entity, Social Security, is not going to be your rescue raft. It isn't going to be there. And you give so much good information in your book, Ready for Pretirement. I know you're on your way to take a flight. You're going to be gone in just a little bit. I so appreciate your time. What is your website, Chris, so the people can go, because you actually have forms that they
right.
can download. You have so much wonderful information.
Thank you, Donna. I really appreciate it. And I always feel like I want to give so much. And so my website, you can come visit my website. There's a free article, The Three Myths to Financial Planning. You can get that for free there. And it's www.readyforpretirement. And that's R-E-A-D-Y-F-O-R-P-R-E-T-I-R-E-M-E-N-T. PREPIREMENT.com. And we are right now, we're just about to come out with some Living Trust software. I'm working with a software company. I've been using their trust for 20 years, and I've created my own brand so that boomers, pre-boomers, people can take charge of their own money and empower themselves to understand and learn, make your own living trust. You can save thousands of dollars to do this yourself. And then if you have a tax issue, you can go to your CPA and have it reviewed, or your attorney. But this is going to let people make their own powers of attorney for financial health. So we're also going to have an estate planning course called Pre-Retirement Mastery. I'm going to share with everybody what I'm talking about. We'll dive down really into detail on all these aspects so you'll know what to do. Because we're all taught when we go to school how to make money, but nobody's taught how to store money. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of interesting, Donna, don't you think? I mean, it's like everybody's programmed that you've got to risk your money to make money. And it's such a lie, because there are actually places where people that are 34 to 54, check this out, they could fund an index universal life insurance policy. It makes 6 to 9%. Say you put in, you know, $300-$500 a month, and 20 years you go to take this money out. You can get a guaranteed, you actually take a loan from yourself that you never pay back, that's totally tax-free. And you're
incredible.
Making 6 to 9%. I wish I knew about this when I was younger, I'll tell you.
No kidding.
And it
well,
took me 20
Chris,
years
to find
it. We're
going to have to talk more about this, but
yes.
We're
yes.
out of time. You're going to be late for your plane,
oh, yeah,
and I don't
right.
want that to happen. But thank you so much for being my guest today. There's so many questions, so much wonderful information. Go to her website, readyforpretirement.com. Again, Chris Miller, thank you so very much for being my guest today. It's been a delight having you.
Thank you, Donna. I really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again.
Great. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. It will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, and if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, it would be my pleasure. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and of course, I love to know where you're calling in from. This is the toll-free number to call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. 800-800-0008. And I know we've got a caller on the line. Before I go to the caller, though, I want those of you up in Alaska to know my dates have been firmed up for traveling up there. I will be up in Fairbanks, Alaska from April 29th to May 2nd, and then May 2nd in the evening until May 6th. I will be in Anchorage, Alaska, and I will be having some broadcasts while I'm up there, and I will be sure to send that in my email blast. So all of that information is going to be updated, but everything now has been set in stone, so to speak. That's April 29th through May 6th. I will be up in the far north. So I look forward to seeing you. And if you need to make an appointment, you can call me at 253-582-5604. I love the Alaskans. It's just a very special place. In fact, if you've never been to Alaska, you need to go. Let's go to our first caller and show how it's done. Welcome to the show, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Is that me?
Yes, it is you.
Hello?
Okay.
Hi, you. This is Karen, and I'm calling in from Kansas.
From Kansas? Where in Kansas?
A little town outside of Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've never been to Kansas, and I have heard so many wonderful stories about it. It's just I think there's so many places in the United States that are amazing. Maybe one day I'll be able to just get into a little minivan and tootle my way around the United States. That was a dream of mine when I was a teenager. I thought that would be so cool, just to drive through the different states and different environments. So one day maybe I'll have that opportunity. Okay, Karen, let's get down to business.
Well, it gets a bad reputation, but it's a pretty good place.
Well, I know. It's what you call country in so many ways.
Yes.
The beauty is, there's beauty everywhere. It's just knowing how to adapt to it. And the pioneers that pioneered in Kansas, boy, I'll tell you, they were tough people. They really
were tough people.
Tough people, but big hearts. Tough people and big hearts. All right, Karen,
absolutely.
Let's get down to business with you. And I know I'm noticing we have a little bit of a time delay, so just sort of count to one, and then you can come in after I finish what I have to say. Otherwise, we'll talk over each other, so I just needed to let you know that. Now, Karen, right off the bat, the first thing that I'm getting is don't underestimate your business sense. You have got a capability of being able to be very efficient in business. Now, you have come into the front of a brick wall. You're very close to feeling like your head's been rammed into it, but just stop short of that. And you're looking at this, and I have to laugh because the cartoon image I'm getting in my head is you're standing there, and it's like there's this huge mallet that you've got that you could use to tear, to break it down, or you could have a drill to weaken it. And I'm looking at all of these tools, and I'm seeing you looking at all of them and saying, this is ridiculous. I really don't need this. I need a team. And I want to say you're right. And what you've got is a team of people, which is going to be about 3 or 4 people that you can work with, and that wall is literally going to crumble into powder. But you must have the team. You must align yourself with people of common interest that are going to be supportive of you, and you're going to have to stay a step away from sharing your ups and downs, because we all have them, with those people that are not really supportive of you, that they're going to be very critical. They're going to have their little razor blades on the end of their tongues and telling you, oh, you just should have done this, should have done that, and should have done the other. I'm seeing a few people around you like that. And you need to know you only interact when you are going through difficulties with people that you can talk with that will say, okay, this is where you are. These are some options you can work with. Let's think this through. You don't need the heavy-duty criticism. You beat yourself up enough as it is. You don't need to go the other route. So what I'm looking at here is that you've got to develop a new strategy, almost to a degree a new business plan. Because you have got 1, 2, 3, 4 different concepts in your head. All of them are workable, but you need to look at a level of prioritizing and then, when necessary, shifting the priorities. your finances are going to be very stable. It's very important for you to understand this. But you're the one that has to think through the processes. I would encourage you to go in for any classes that will teach you about how to leverage money, how to use money. Keep your mind open. Don't be a garbage can for everybody's stuff. But you want to integrate with those, you want to have on your team those people that are going to be of the right attitude and have the right motives. They're going to treat you like they would like to be treated. And it's that level of integrity and trust that you need. And again, I'm looking at three or four people. And you must understand, you don't scatter, as the old biblical saying is, you don't put pearls before swine. And the people that I'm seeing with the razor blade tongues, they don't look like pigs, but they're of that mentality, and that's what you have to remember. You don't put your time, effort, and energy, give other people your power. You don't do that. You only give that interaction of energy with people that are going to support you. And you will find yourself, give yourself 2.5 to 3 years, and you are going to sit pretty financially, and it will go on for a number of years. And you have to be very careful about who you share your planning with, because I'm seeing people undermine you because they're afraid. They're stuck in thinking modalities that don't belong to you. So you need to be aware of this. You've got a good head on your shoulders. I want you to trust yourself. Do you have a question for me, dear?
Yes. Thank you very much, and all that resonates. And I guess the last I spoke with you on Pam Osley's show as well a couple months ago.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes, and I enjoyed it very much, and one of your predictions has already come true. You told me that two people would pass over in the next either 2 months or 2 years, and it was exactly in 2 months that two friends passed away. And it was just as you said that it wouldn't be a big loss, but they'd be friends, and, you know, I'd understand why they passed on, and that's exactly what happened. And at that time, you also told me that I had some mediumship skills that I would maybe be wanting to develop in the next 6 months. So I guess I wanted to follow up a little bit more on that. And also, if there was anything that you see in my love life coming along.
Okay, first of all, the love life, it's got a lid on it. You really haven't wanted to open up very much to that. Let me take the simpler one, the first one. You're not really wanting to open up to that very much, and that's okay. That'll come in its own time. And just relax about it, because I think with what I was seeing relative to the development of your financial security and a sense of control over what you feel is an obstacle right now, which is what I just gave you, you have to be very thoughtful here. And I think you're very wise. I don't think that's a big issue, because I am seeing eventually a very nice companion. I don't see you remarrying at this point, but I'm seeing a very nice companion. But I want to go into the mediumship, because that is going to be a slow process. And yet, at times, you're going to just feel as if someone has put super glue in your brain. And you're going to say, why is it that I am not able to do certain things that I've read about and I've done the exercises and I've practiced like so many people have told me to practice and it just isn't happening? Well, you are trying to do it somebody else's way. And one of the things that I know whenever I'm teaching about intuitive development is that there is a process we have to go through to find out how our psychic ability works within us. And yours has a tendency at this particular phase in your life to be very spontaneous. Absolutely so spontaneous, you could no more produce it at the snap of a finger than a man in the moon. And all I want to say is be patient with this, because you're going to have some extremely interesting, spontaneous experiences. I mean, you might be sitting having lunch with someone, for example, and all of a sudden, you see a flash of color around them. And you go, well, that's very interesting. I wonder what that was all about. So maybe you make a note about it. You don't say anything to the person, but you just make a note. And, hey, we're going to take a break. Would you stay with me and I'll finish that up?
Yes.
All right. Karen in Lawrence, Kansas, or a community nearby, we'll be back with her in just a moment. Don't go away. We're going to be answering more of her questions. And if you want, call me at 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. We're going back to Karen in Lawrence, Kansas. Karen, I was talking to you. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I was talking to you, and I was just giving this as an illustration about how you're going to have these spontaneous experiences. And I was talking about how you might be in a restaurant having lunch, and all of a sudden you see this burst of color around someone, and maybe they have this, let's say it's an odd color of green that's around one of their shoulders, and then you're seeing a burst of red. I'm just using this as an example. And you just sort of mentally log it, and you say, gee, I got to write something down here. And so you have a little pad that you keep in your purse. You pull it out, you just make a note, at XYZ time, I was with so-and-so, and I saw this, this, and this, and this over the right shoulder. Well, before you finish your lunch, you're getting ready to say goodbyes, and you see the person trying to get out of their seat. Maybe they're sitting in a booth. And you go, gee, what's wrong? And they say, oh, I've got this shoulder that's just been killing me. And you go, bing, why is it that I got what I got? Well, for some reason, the vibratory frequency of your receptivity sounds rather technical, doesn't it? But it is a reality, was open enough to see that flash of color. Then it went away just as quickly as it came in. You might be in somebody's home. And maybe they're showing you through it and saying, gee, we want to sell our home, and this is what we're going to do, and we're moving this stuff out, so on and so forth. And you just look around, and then you walk outside, and before you say goodbye to these people you're visiting, and again, this is just an example, you say, you know what, your house is probably going to sell by September the 9th. And they look at you and you say, I don't know, it's just a feeling. They give you a call. Maybe this is March. And they give you a call. The woman says, do you remember being here visiting me? Yeah. Well, we are in the process of selling our house to this woman who's got this house in Washington, D.C., and we are going to have to be out of here by September the 9th. She needs this little bit of extra time because of what's going on with her other house and so on and so forth. Ding! This is going to be how it works with you. The key is for you to be open and receptive and to document the little dings that come in and just let them be. Don't try to make anything of them. Don't exaggerate it. Don't take anything away from it. Just write down exactly what you perceive. If there are feelings, if there is a color you see, anything at all, you just write it down. You don't make a big deal out of it. That is going to enable the conscious self to actively, via the brain, be open to the receiving of other information. Many times people close down on their intuitive abilities because it frightens them. I have a very good friend who is a phenomenal medium. She sees people on the other side. I mean, she's just had unbelievable experiences, and we've known each other for years, and she knows what I do, and we just have this wonderful conversation. I said, well, why don't you go ahead and develop it? I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want a thing to do with it. It terrifies her. I said, you don't need to be afraid. Oh, but this has happened and that has happened. I said, you don't need to be afraid. But it's very hard for her to get past that. She said, no, I want you to do it. I don't want to do it. So you have these positions of thinking. Now you're not like my friend who's terrified of her mediumship. She wants nothing whatsoever to do with it. So she literally locks herself down. A lot of people do this if they don't understand that it's part of the natural process and it's enacted through the nervous system. Am I making sense to you, Karen?
Perfect. And this is what I've been doing. I get little flashes like that, just like what you said. I can't predict them. I don't know when they're going to come. I can't force them. But I get little spontaneous bursts of information like that. And I've learned to sort of listen to that little voice. And and then I do just keep a little diary of things that I've, impressions and things like that, just to see if it is right.
You're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. Now, let me add something else to this, and that is for you to read. Start building a library. And I'll go back to what I started to say to you in the spontaneous, both on working with money as well as on the intuitive side. Build a good, strong library. And what you need to do is realize that as you educate yourself to terminology, to being aware of other people's experiences, your own psyche, your own intuitive processing system will open up and be more receptive, because what you're trying to get through right now are certain aspects of everyday living, which everybody faces, and understanding how this is something that will work through you in your particular way. It's not going to be my way or somebody else's way. It's your way. But the more you can educate yourself, the more you can read, and the more that you can try practicing in different classes, or if you pick up books and they say how to, you say, okay, let me try this. Let me see what happens. What it does, it allows the expansion. Also, it enables your nervous system, your physiological nervous system, to harmonize so that as your skills increase, it's not going to be a trauma to your body. And that's something that very few people talk about. That's one of the reasons why whenever you read about the yogis or the people that are especially talented and gifted, it's taken them so many years, because they have had to go through the physiological adaptation of things. And remember, you are occupying this chassis, and your chassis has certain traits to it, and you want to honor and respect it. And so there's just so many levels to this, and I know we're just about out of time, but I'm so grateful for your call, Karen.
Thank you so much. Yes, that's all very helpful, and that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been reading just all I can about it, and you've been very helpful. That really helps me understand that, you know, that I just need to keep practicing, and it'll keep opening up, and I'm on the right track, and I do read. That's all I read about. That's why I call psychics all the time, because I'm fascinated about how they do it.
It's training. Yes, it is training. It's discipline. It's perseverance. It's follow through. There's so many things here that are involved that are absolutely wonderful. And Pam Osley is one of my favorite people. She has graciously been on I've been on her show more than once. She's been on my show. She's a very talented lady. And I'm so delighted that you've called today. So tell your friends in Kansas about the show.
I will, and I do all the time.
Wonderful.
So thank you.
Well, you
so
have
much,
a
Donna.
Magnificent day. Thank you. You have a magnificent day.
All right.
This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, the hour has just flown by. It's so important for us to be aware that it is our responsibility to be open to learning. And it should be exciting to you. It should be really exciting to you, because there are so many aspects of life that as we become more aware of ourselves intuitively, physiologically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It just is amazing. And you know what happens? You're able to do even more in life. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about magic. Oh, yes. I know you'll enjoy my guest, Milt Larson, who is the person that started the Magic Castle in Hollywood, California. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless you. Have a magnificent day or evening wherever you might be. And won't you join me tomorrow for a little bit of magic? Talk to you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.